Now for our next batch of news items. These are all about buildings and redevelopment in and around Norwich. The unmistakable look of weeping willow trees perched along the river have been given quite the trim and now look unrecognisable thanks to pollarding work. Teams from Norwich City Council started the essential works along Riverside Walk between the Complete Angler Pub and Pulse Ferry last month. With the trees being cut down to the bark when work was completed recently, with no leaves left in sight, it appears that the weeping willows have been given too sharp a cut. However, local arborist John Alloway says that this is normal practice and that it can take a couple of years for the trees to look normal again. Regrowth will begin this spring and within 2 years they will be looking fine. By year three, to the untrained eye, they will look as if nothing has ever been done to them. The essential tree work to the willows on the bank of the Wensum River was planned in two phases. The first phase was carried out and the second will start on February the 13th.
2031 finish date for Anglia Square. Revamp set to start this year, finally. The controversial Anglia Square redevelopment won't be finished for another 8 years. New plans released by the developer confirmed the new 1,100 homes will not actually be completed until 2031. Kelvin Mitchell, boss of Secondhand Lane in Magdalen Street, said, "The saga has become ridiculous. All the buildings there are being left to fall down, basically," he said. "It's become a bit of an eyesore." The plans also state that the work is set to start in the autumn of this year. The first plan to develop the site was announced in 2001. The development includes 14 buildings.
The site of the former 19th century lime kiln in Drayton Road, opposite Lime Kiln Mews, has been derelict for almost 20 years, and a councillor fears its owner is holding on to the land in the hope its value will rise. Labour City Councillor Jacob Huntley said the site had been the subject of a number of failed planning applications and had become a popular area for fly tipping due to easy access. It's land banking there, holding onto it, hoping the value will go up. The site has been untouched since 2006, although housing has been built around it, and Mr. Huntley says the land historically had contamination issues which would need to be dealt with if the land was acquired. Research in 1994, before a car park was built in the area, found the site was used for extensive quarrying in the 1800s and was possibly used as a cremation cemetery in Roman times.
5G poll bid. People living on the outskirts of Norwich could get an improved telephone and internet signal thanks to plans for a new 17-metre telecom pole. It would see more people able to pick up faster internet speeds around the city's southern outskirts. According to plans submitted to Norwich City Council on Monday, February the 13th, the mast would be placed on a grass verge in the corner between Bluebell Road and the avenues, opposite the UEA's sports centre. It's hoped a decision will be reached by Sunday, April the 9th, and those wishing to comment will have until Wednesday, March the 8th, to do so. Well, we've now reached the end of part one. Lorna and Mike will follow on with part two with more news, a second feature and information desk. So Gaynor and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.
Goodbye.